Now, moving back to the science taking place at Diamond, this month we're investigating how industries such as the pharmaceutical industry are using synchrotron light to develop better drugs. But now, we move over to the chemical industry to find out how the field of catalysis can benefit from visualising the components of catalysts such as emission control catalysts down at the nanoscale. I spoke to Peter Ash, Research Analytical Manager at Johnson Matthey, to find out more.
Johnson Matthey is probably the largest chemical company, British registered, in the UK. And our specialities are really in catalysis and in fine chemicals.
What aspects of the catalytic industry do you work on? So what kind of research takes place at Johnson Matthey and what kind of developments take place there?
Well, most of the public will recognise Johnson Matthey from their car exhaust catalyst. We are a world leader in emission control technologies for car exhaust through from petrol engines through the light-duty diesel that's becoming more popular and now especially in the heavy-duty diesel for cleaning up the large buses and heavy transport vehicles around the world.
When it comes to these particular catalysts, is this an area that needs constant kind of improvement and development to just make them as efficient as possible?
Well, absolutely, yes. One of the things that you've noticed through the years is that the emission controls attributed to vehicles have been steadily being reduced by all the legislative bodies around the world that are targeting a cleaner air from vehicles that are driving through their streets and towns. Catalyst companies have responded to that magnificently over the years by developing new technologies to make emission control catalysts both more efficient and cheaper and more reliable.
And would you be able to give just an overview of how an emission control catalyst works, so how it actually helps control emissions?
Yes, car companies have done fantastic work in making their engines much cleaner, but the engines still actually produce unburnt fuel and they produce some oxides of nitrogen, etc. And it's the job of the catalyst to take out that remaining residue of the noxious materials. So the main job of a catalyst is to take the unburnt fuel in the exhaust system and convert that into harmless CO2 and water, but also to convert those oxides of nitrogen back to a nice clean nitrogen gas. The catalyst itself consists of active metal particles. These are real nanoparticles. So we have nanoparticulate supported metal that's then interacting with its oxide type support based on either oxide materials such as cordierite and then increasingly with some new range of materials called zeolites, all which work together in harmony to improve the performance of those catalysts.
Before the days of beamlines like Diamond, how would you normally have set about researching these to study them further and therefore try and enhance their performance?
Traditionally, what we've been able to do is to look at the constituent parts of a catalyst and analyse them in isolation, if you like. What we're able to do now with the increasing complexity that's available through things like synchrotron radiation sources is to look at the catalyst in its entirety and to understand how it's working in the environment in which it's trying to work. So we're very interested in doing things like in situ measurements of catalysts responding to gases at pressures and at temperatures.
So which beamlines are beneficial to your area of research and how do you set about using them?
If I take you back and look at the entire length scale of a catalyst, at the micron scale, with using imaging, we'd like to know where the active parts of the material, i.e. the metal parts, are placed in relation to the supporting materials. And that gives us an idea that we've actually effectively put our catalyst in the right place. We then sort of move into the nanoscale of particles, and we're wanting to understand the size and the shape and the dispersion of those particles, and we can do that using things like small-angle scattering. And then really down at the atomic scale, because the active site of a catalyst is really an atomic scale feature, we're looking at things like high-resolution powder diffraction. We're looking at X-ray absorption spectroscopy and looking at the atomic scale chemical environment. And then finally, on a very interesting area, we're looking at something called total scattering for understanding the atomic scale of a bulk material.
You're obviously looking into a variety of aspects of, you know, the reactions, the catalytic reactions. And now one thing you've mentioned is you can look into the particular active sites to see how active a particular catalyst is. So what have you managed to find out to perhaps enhance this further?
Well, one of the things that we try to do always is to understand the difference between different catalysts that have got been tested through our activity testing programs. So we relate the structures that we see using the synchrotron radiation techniques to the activities of the materials that we've generated, and then understand which of the structures that are present within the materials are giving us the best activity. Synchrotron radiation is just another technique, if you like, in our arsenal of catalyst characterization. It goes through with advanced microscopy. It goes with advanced molecular spectroscopy. All of those together will produce a coherent picture of a catalyst to improve our performance.
So you can really just understand the process that's taking place as much as possible.
That's right, yes. But the really exciting thing about synchrotron radiation will be coming in the future. That's going to allow us to do much better time-resolved analysis at much higher temperatures, much higher pressures, and understanding how process catalysts and as well as emission control catalysts really do work under real conditions.
What are other applications of the catalyst that you work on? And so what are the kind of future applications and challenges in the catalytic industry?
Okay, well, aside from the emissions control areas, I can talk about some work in fuel cells where we're taking the polymer electrolyte membrane fuel cell and taking it from a very useful and interesting demonstration of technology and making it a mainstream. And you'll be aware of some of the government backing for that in both the US and in the UK now. We're also working in the useful green area of taking things like biomass and converting that through the Fischer-Tropsch process into useful chemicals for the future that are based on a sustainable source. And we're also looking at the other side of the coin where the low-carbon technologies are being investigated for their applicability in the sort of carbon capture and sequestration type area. So all of those are the long-term future challenges and opportunities for catalysis.
That was Peter Ash from Johnson Matthey, explaining how many areas of the chemical industry, more specifically the field of catalysts, can benefit from using synchrotron radiation sources to look at and probe catalysts to understand their functionality and improve them to make them more efficient.